Chapter 1. Access and Inclusion Plan 2023 to 2025. Message from Susan Davies, Disability Executive Sponsor. For more than 200 years, the Postal Service continues to be at the heart of every community. This Access and Inclusion Plan builds on our decade-long commitment to improving access and inclusion for people with disability and is aligned to our purpose of delivering a better tomorrow for team members, customers, and the community. Since launching our first Accessibility Action Plan in 2012, Australia Post has continued to focus on improving and enhancing our workplace, products, services, and community engagement to create an inclusive culture and an environment that is accessible to everyone. Reflecting on our achievements over the last 3 years, I'm extremely proud of the work that has been conducted across the whole business to design and co-create with people who have lived experience of disability to deliver practical, accessible outcomes. With over 5.6% of our team identifying as having disability, with an average tenure of 16 years, we aim to attract, support, and retain skilled people from diverse backgrounds. Since launching our previous plan, we've improved our recruitment process and become the largest Australian employer to be certified as a disability confident recruiter. We've also introduced workplace adjustment guidelines and digital passports to ensure all team members have access to a simple, clear, and dignified process for accessing adjustments to support them in their career. I hope this provides job seekers with the confidence to apply for roles with us, comfortable in the knowledge that we value diversity and are committed to providing a barrier-free recruitment experience and inclusive workplace where they can thrive. The Accessibility Matters Employee Reference Group continues to play a pivotal role in our approach to disability inclusion, and it is a privilege to work alongside the members as they provide insights and feedback on a range of topics, from workplace adjustments to our point of sale technology. I am in awe of their strength and determination and do not underestimate the courage that it takes to share their lived experiences. Through sharing their stories and experiences, we are embedding accessibility and disability inclusion into everything we do. There has also been a significant customer focus to ensure our marketing and communications are inclusive. We are recognising different ways of communicating by producing TV commercials with audio description and Auslan, offering alternative ways for people to participate in our campaigns, for example, Dear Australia and Santa Mail, and ensuring we include visual representation of people with disability in marketing and communications. Furthermore, with the appointment of our first product accessibility lead, there has been a renewed focus on embedding universal design principles within our products and services portfolios. A recent highlight was finding a way to make it easier and quicker for customers using screen readers to track their parcels on our website during our Hackcessibility event. Of course, we understand that there is more to do. This new plan aims to clearly articulate what we want to deliver and the priorities that will guide us over the next 3 years. I thank everyone who has contributed to the development of this plan and for their ongoing support and commitment as we deliver on this. Susan Davies, Executive General Manager, People and Culture.